نون امدعله ومن تانه the polygalay that Shimon ben Gamliel. We had a three-way machloikis. If there are chagoye shel dekel, there are branches from a dekel, what one does with them in order to make them ois mukze, to make them a keli. The Tanakama holds that one has to tie them together before Shabbos to do a maise, to indicate that the oimid to become a bankel, a kisek. That's the svar of the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, ein tzorich lekasher. The machshave alone that he's thinking to use it for a bankel in Shabbos, that is sufficient. And then we hear a third man the Yomar that says, afal pi sheloi kisher, vafal pi sheloi kisher, as long as he sat on it, he used it, erev Shabbos, for a bankel, that alone is sufficient to make it for a bankel, and it becomes getzat peiris keli, and it is not mukze in Shabbos. So now the Gemara asks, uman tane de poli galei de Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Who is the tane that disagrees with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and holds you need a maise in order to give a teiris keli on the charoyes, on the branches? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva. The Gemara brings a maise. The chiosi Rav Dimi Omar Ziri, Omar Rav Chanina, Pam achat holach Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva lemoke mecho. Once Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva went to a certain place, umotzo charoyoi shel dekel shegodrum lishum eitzim. There was a vast amount of branches from a dekel that were cut for the purpose they should be used for fuel. Va'omar lehem letalmido. So he told his Talmidim, Tzu'u v'chishvu k'day sheneshev aleihem l'mocha. He told them that they should be mechashev, that they're going to use these branches. Each one should take a certain amount of branches. And he should be mechashev, he should think that they're going to use them tomorrow for yeshiva. V'lo yadaneh. And Ziri tells over this maise, when he tells over this maise, I don't know, ibeis ha-mishta have, ibeis ha-evil have. That means as follows. When Rab Chanina ben Akiva told over to the Talmidim that they should be mechashiv, they should take their amount of charoyis and be mechashiv, that they're going to use it for a kisei tomorrow, so he added on that the reason this is permitted is because there's a dvar mitzvah involved. And he mentioned the dvar mitzvah. So Ziri doesn't remember exactly if the dvar mitzvah was Beit HaMishteh or the dvar mitzvah was Beit HaEvel. That he doesn't remember. But al kopanim, we can derive from this maise davke beis ha'evil or beis ha'mishte detridi. Davke in this instance that it was a beis ha'evil and a beis ha'mishte detridi, and they were torud, they did not have time erev Shabbos to tie the charoyes together. Avol hocha, but when you don't have this instance, so then, it is only permitted to sit upon in Shabbos, kosher ein, loy kosher loy. Now let us see Rashi, and Tosfos, and then we'll try to explain this Gemara a little better. Rashi says, v'lo yedane, uman tane de la'el, the omar tzorich likshar, that in order for it not to become muktzeh, you have to be kosher the charoyis. Upolig ad Rabbi Shimon. He disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. Lo yedani ziri kama lo ziri says he doesn't know what the purpose was. The tridi v'lo yachlu likshem ibo idyoin. There was not sufficient time to tie the chagoyis me boyoy. Vahosamu de shari beloy kisho, and there it was matter, even though they didn't tie it. Avul ba'al maloy. The samazoy, he wouldn't be matter. Let us see Taisvitz. Velo yadani beisa evil have it, perish, imishum beisa evil hitter, imishum beis hamishter. Now, exactly what the heter was, the lumdis of the heter, from the Taisvitz Arosh and the Loshen HaRitva, the Ritva is too lashinus in this Gemara. The Taisvitz Arosh is, I think, more clear than the Ritva. The Taisus HaRosh is as follows. Trudim hayu. They were tolud Erev Shabbos. Number one. Umishum simche demishte ve'evil hitiru avol ba'al meloy. It seems that there's a combination of two factors that Rabbi Chanina was matir to use these chagoyim. Number one, they did not have time to be mekasha the chagoyim. Utrudim hoyo. Umishum. Simche demishte. That means there was a great necessity to use these chagoyim for bankler. Either al tabesa mishte or al tabesa evil. They needed these bankler. So you had a mitzvah that necessitated banklach, and it was impossible to construct these banklach Erev Shabbos because they were told. So with this combination, Rabbi Chanina was matter. Exactly why he could be matter if Bishita he holds that machshove is not sufficient to give it a teiris keli. It could be, we could understand, because bemisin there's a machloikis tanoi. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds that machshove is sufficient. Rabbi Chanina holds that machshove is not sufficient. We have a klal, a klal in machloikis tanoim, zu vizu divrei alekim chai. The Gemara says this by the Machlokes Beishamay and Beisilu. What does that mean? Zu vizu divrei elokim chayim. One says one thing, the other says the opposite. Zu vizu divrei elokim chayim. But l'chayre pshat is that each svara tatayre is an emesis svara. There is such a svara and there is such a svara. Both svaras are svara tatayre. They're emesis svara. The shaila is in hanhoge. What should one do? He says, you're permitted. He says, you're not permitted. There's a svara to say you're not permitted. There's a svara to say you're permitted. Now there's a shail in an hugge. What should I do? So there's din hachroes, how to be machia, machloikis, yochid verab malochik erabim, beisiluk ebeisham elochik ebeisiluk. That's how to be machia, the machloikis. Abol the emeson, each svara is an emeson svara. There is such a svara also. The Gemara says, "Ba'asrei de Rabbi Lezer yekersem eitzim b'Shabbos." Rabbi Lezer held, "Machshirei mila is doiche Shabbos." So if you don't have a mila meter, you're allowed to make it in Shabbos. Ba'asrei de Rabbi Lezer, that was b'halacha. He was the more of the asre. In his city, one was permitted in the mechuyev if you didn't have a mila meter to make a mila meter Shabbos. That was a mitzvah. If you do it someplace else, you're on Mechalo Shabbos and you're Chayiv Skila. No, Pshat is because Betzim there's such a Svarim, there's such a Svarim. The Halacha is, the matter is how the Chav, the Halacha is. Ba'asrei de Rabbi Lezer, the Halacha was like Rabbi Lezer. The other places, the Halacha is like the Chachamim. So it could be, this is the Svarim. Rav Chanina ben Akiva held that in order for Chavoyek, branches to get a teiris keili, you have to do a maise. Without a maise, it doesn't get a teiris keili. That is opinion, which is das teiris. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel also had das teiris. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel held machshava is sufficient. That what he's miyachedit, he decides that he'll sit on it tomorrow, that is enough to give it a teiris keili. So could be la'eis ha'tzeirich, in hachras ha'alochet is a svore k'day lismoich al Rav Shimon ben Gamliel b'shas ha'dchak. That means he understood Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's svore also. There is also such a svore. La'alochet he felt one should not do according to this svore. Abula'eis ha'tzeire, they were tarot. And there was a tzeirech mitzvah. It's debatable what the mitzvah was. A mishteh, a beis ha'evil, al koponim, but then Rab Chanina ben Akiva held that then one is permitted to be Seimech on the Svar of Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. The Ritva here brings down a second Svar, gor an interessante Svar, the safe shot in the Gemara. Not that it's a combination of two factors, the Togut and the Zatayr, so with Seimech and Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. The Ritva brings down another Lomdus in Gans. The Ritva says, what is the machloikis Rab Shimon Gamliel and Rab Chanina? Rab Shimon Gamliel says, Hamachshav is enough. I decide that I'm going to use it tomorrow for a bankel. That's sufficient. I have to tie it now together. The svar of Rab Chanina is, Loisagi b'machshav, mishum, the kiven the bar meise, v'loi ovid meise, ein machshavtoi kayem. So this was says, I'm very radical on this. A person, many machshavas fall into a person's mind. If this person really was 100% sure that he's going to use this for a bankel tomorrow, so why didn't you tie it together? Why not? It's going to be very uncomfortable to sit without tying it together. If you really intend to use it for a bankel, so you should tie it today. So what's the pshat there? I'm thinking about it. Maybe. But maybe I won't either. So why should I tie it? It's a short time. So his actions speak louder than his machshavah. You're not tying it together. And it is a double debal kshira. You should have done it. If you had real intentions to do it. If you really were serious and sincere that you're going to use it for a bankel, so why didn't you tie it together? It should be a shtikl balabatish bankel. Why didn't you do it? Is a raya, your machshove is not a real machshove. It's fluky. It's flexible. It's vague. Such a machshove, that's the svore of Rabbi Chanina bar Akiva. The Ritva, so that is Dafke, if he was able to do it. But what if he was unable to do it? He didn't have time. He was told. So then the maises of Akel. So then you don't have a raya that his machshava is not a sincere machshava. He would have done it, but it's 5 minutes before Shabbos. So he should now go and start tying the bankler. According to this pshat, I think the union of Beis HaEvil and Beis HaMishter was only a factor that made them told. But not that the mitzvah of the Beis HaEvil is a factor. So this is what made them Torah, that they weren't able to be kosher it before Shabbat. Omar Rav Yehuda, Machnis Adam Meloiku Posay Ofo, a person brings in Meloiku Posay Ofo, a full kupe of offal, the oiseba called sulfa. And in Shabbos, he's permitted to do whatever needs he has with this offal. Even though normally offal is mukta. But since he was machnis, the loiku posay offal erev Shabbos, so memela that is sufficient, that is a sufficient hachone that he's allowed to use it on Shabbos. Dorish marzutre mishmeide marzutre rabbe, v'hu sheyichad loy keren zot. The tol halacha only applied, so when he brought in the kuposay offer, he was miyachid a keren zot for this offer. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says as follows, machnes meloy kuposay offer, lechaseis boy soya veroy. So Rashi says right away, why did he bring it in? There was a purpose why he brought it in. Rashi doesn't say anything about the Yichud Lekeren Zobit. he brought it in lechaseis boi tzoya v'roik. That's why the kupas offer was brought in. Umare before Shabbos. Umare ha'ofol bebeisoi. And he pours out the ofol bebeisoi la'oret. V'noitloi tamid lechol tzocha. And he takes it for all the tzocha. So he brought it in with an intent lechaseis boi. V'hu sheyichad loy keren zavit. So the Gemara is ma'isev, ma'azutra's ma'isev, v'hu sheyichad loy keren zavit. Da'havi kemucham v'oymed lakach. Avol nosnoi ve'emtza beisoi le'midris raglayim. But what if this offer was poured out in the middle of the bayit, which it is olo to be stepped on and spread out in the bayit? Arehu botol legabi karkoi sabai umukze viosa. Now we have to understand. Rashi gives a reason when he brought it beemtza habayi. So Rashi says, why does it become botol? Why is it not? Why is it mukze? Arehu botol legabi karkoi sabai. So for Rashi it would seem that the reason it is mukte because it becomes botol legabi karkoi sabayis. That means as follows. We started out with offal, which is tamazay mukte. He brought it into the house with a purpose for using it, so the purpose makes it ice mukte. That is, yeah, that was his kavon. It was a kavon, he was bringing it. So the kavana alone is sufficient. Now, what is the difference between a keren zavit and emtza habayit? So it seems from Rashi in the Sharetzion says this pshat from Rashi, that the keren zavit in Yesod is not a special maila. The mukta became ois mukta with the hachnos. Machnis mole kuposya v'lachasis b'itzoya v'roik. So if he brought it in for this purpose, there was a machshava. We'll see. This is klar a machshava. This was a machshava lehishtamish boy b'shabbes. So this is a yichud of machshava, like we have the Rav Shimon Gamliel holds a machshava held by Charoyis. This was a machshava legabi yofo. The machshava mitzadatzmoi makes it ois mukta. I'm yachid it for shimush. But the shaila is, but is your machshove able to be niskayim? That means if you're going to put it in the middle, he's pouring out Rashi and Beis Moisev, this kupe shel offer is not a large amount of offer. It's not a big barrel of offer. It's a kupe shel offer, which is not too big. If you're going to put it in the middle of the room, and the kindlech life on Arum before Shabbos, in Shabbos, you should realize that your hachone is worthless because it's going to become nispaza. So your pula, your actions are soifa your machshava. That is pshat. So that v'hu sheyichad loy keren zavit, if he put it in a place where it can remain usable, the havi, so Rashi, there's two things. The havi kimuchan, it's muchan before the keren zavit. It's mukhan, as soon as you brought it in, it's mukhan. Abba'aymed lakach, it's possible to remain usable. Avol not noibem tabayis, even though you were making it. But it's not oymed lakach anymore. It's not oymed lakach anymore to be used. Ubota lagabi kakoi tabayis, umukze vi osa. So it comes out in Yisod, the Karen Zoviz, is only a hechetimtze that the hachone should be oimed lakach. The hachone is b'marshove, without the keren zavis. But the keren zavis makes it possible that his hachone should be able to be niskaya. The minute he puts it b'emtza bayis, so his hachone is worthless. That's how Rashi seems to learn pshat in the Gemara. The Ritva says that there's a different pshat over here. The Ritva says that you need machshavtoi nikeres mitoich maisov, And what he wants, you see from what he does. If he puts it b'keren zovis, he wants shimush. If he puts it b'emtza abayis, so he doesn't want shimush. That means even though he himself is not thinking exactly of a, the way we can derive from his actions what he really wants. That's how the Ritva Lem Shat in the Gemara. But according to everyone, this was only a machshava. This was not a maisa. And it is sufficient. So this sounds very much like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said that Yichud helps by Charoyis also. Amar Rabbanon kamei derapopi keman kerabon Shimon ben Gamliel. This halacha stims with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that a Yichud b'machshove is sufficient. The Iker Rabbanon, if according to Rav Chanina ben Akiva, dam ribayin and maise. According to Rav Chanina ben Akiva, machshava is not sufficient to make it ois mukta. You need a maise. Amul rapopa filoteime rabona. Ad kaloi kome rabona de bina maise, elamidi devar avide be maise. Something that you can do a maise, so then you say you have to do a maise in order to give it a teiris keli. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Kiram Shimon deshori b'machshove ba'ume she'ein ma'ase moichiach she'oymed lasei schochov." There was not a ma'ase that was done with this offer to show that it's oymed lasei schochov. The Gemara said, "No, can go for looking at Rav Chanina ben Akiva." So that gets the bar mavid ma'ase she'ben ma'asu. So then Chazal said it doesn't get a Teiris Keli unless you do a Maise. But if it's a Lav Bar Maise, then you do not need a Maise. And the Chedushi Aran mentions, the Svar we mentioned before from the Ritva, a different Lomdus. The whole reason Machshava doesn't help because he should have done a Maise. And by not doing a ma'isa, that is showing he's really not interested. But if it's a loy ba'al mevde bay ma'isa, so then ma'ashav alone is sufficient. So the Gemara, neima kitanoi. This shaila, if something is a lav ba'al mevde ma'isa, if ma'ashav is sufficient to make it oit mukte, so let us say this is a ma'ashav kitanoi. We learned, it says as follows, Bakel Kofin Etakelim. With all materials, one is permitted to rub Kalim, to clean the Kalim, in Shabbos, Chutz Mikli Kesef Begartikun. Kli Kesef Begartikun, one is not permitted to rub it on Shabbos. Let us see what Rashi said. Leima Ketanoi, Ho de Rabbi Yehuda, Bemidi the lav bar ma'isa. This shtick teira that the Buddha said. If you have a material that there is no ma'isa to show that you're miyachedit for a shimush, if machshav alone is sufficient, it's a machlekes tanoi. Chofin mishafshifin esakelim b'shabbos letachzah. One is permitted to rub the kelim to make them shine. Chutz mikli kesef begaltiko. Kemin ocho shegodul bechovi shal yayin, the koyin loy alum, this is a tartar of some sort, vuhu iker tikin kli kesef, this is the iker material that the one is mesakin kli kesef, vegoyre roitzoy, and this is goyre the kli kesef, it thins it, sha kesef rach, vuhu memachek, shuhu av meloch. So if one rubs a kli kesef with this in Shabbos, it's over on the av malochim of memach. Avol haneser v'chayil the loygoril leil kesef. This is not goyre muta. So it says that tapke gartikon is also because of the shash of memache, but neser v'chayil, which is also a cleansing agent, but is not megara, is not memachik, it's muta. I nefer v'choyl is muktzeh. So we see that it's not muktzeh. If he wanted a kocha speaking about, he was miyachedit for Shabbat, so it's not muktzeh, so it's mutter. V'asanya, we learned a different variety, nefer v'choyl also. That nefer v'choyl is also. My love, v'hokim iflagi. So this must be the machlokes. The mouth of being in ma'aseh. The man that Baraita that holds that it is also, he holds that in order to make something ois mukta, need a maise, umar sova loy bein a maise. In the Tanakama, the first man the Yoma holds, that you don't need a maise. So we see this svar of Rabbi Yehuda Zamachloikas Tanoi. So the Gemara says loy, no, that is not pshat. The kuli alme loy bein a maise. According to everyone, we do not need a mice. The machloikis is not a machloikis in Hilchis Muktzeh. What is the machloikis if Nesa V'chel is Mutter or Nesa V'chel is also? Loikashe, Ho Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar, the Beraisa that asks Nesa V'chel is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar, Dovo Shein Miskavin also. Nesa v'chayil is not a psikreisha that will be memachet. But there's a possibility it might be memachet. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a dovo shein miskaven is also, so nesa v'chayil is also also. Or Rabbi Shimon domar dovo shein miskaven muter. The paraita, the first paraita that is mater, nesa v'chayil, goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that a dovo shein miskaven is muter. Let us see Rashi. My love, ho de sanya also, love mishum de gorile, ela mishum muktze kosale. Vitana de shori, the tani kamak goin shehichnis maloika posilaka. The ira gabi karke. Uman de yosa kesova bein and maise. That's the, you need a maise, bezelo yochel. You can't make a maise with nesa v'chayel. The mom says like, the kulam abemidi the lav ba maise loybein and maise. The islo everyone holds ho the Rabbi Yehuda that if it's a lav ba maise tzemach shav alone is maspik to make it ois mukta. The time iman the also. So what is the reason for the second baraita that also is the zimnin the gore? Because there's a possibility that it might be goyre the kli kaser. V'aval gav deloy mechaven ligreir. I is not mechaven to be geirer. Also, gav Yehuda damadov v'shein miskaven also. Oman de shori ke Rav Shimon. Umi u galta ke noso devad I gore. Moi de Rav Shimon bepsikrei shev lo yos. So now, we're saying pshat in the two baraisis, that one baraisis that is matter holds like Rav Shimon. That's why Nesa V'chayil is Mutter, because it's not a psikreish, it's a Dovah Shein Miskaven, which is Mutter. The Baraita that answers holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that a Dovah Shein Miskaven is also in the possibility, is in the goal. Zik the Gemara, V'mayakim t'loho deshori, the Baraita that is Mater, ke Rav Shimon. It's going according to Rav Shimon. Eimo Seifo, let's see the Seif of this Baraita. Sefer the Baraita says, Nesa V'chayil is Mutter, Avol. Nesa V'chayil, one is not permitted, Lo Yochif Behem Saroi. He's not permitted to scrub his hair, Shabbat, with this Nesa V'chayil, because the hair might fall out. Lo Yochif Behem B'Nesa V'chayil Saroi B'Shabbat. Because it could cause that some hair can fall out. The Irab Shimon, if you're telling me that the Baraita that is Mater Nesel V'chol by Kli Kesev is going according to Rab Shimon, so just like Rab Shimon is Mater Nesel V'chol because it's not a Psikreisha, so the same Rab Shimon is Mater Nesel V'chol by Saroi. Mishre Koshori, this Nam, we learned a Mishnah in Nozir. Nozir Choyfei, a Nozir is permitted to rub his hair, to be Reichet Saroi, Benesa V'choyl, Umefasvei, and a Nozir is permitted to separate his hair, But Slike is also not permitted to comb it. Al-Koponim, so what is the kasha? So the kasha is, so we see, according to Rav Shimon, one is permitted lochay v'roishay v'nesa v'chayl. And you're telling me that this v'rais is going according to Rav Shimon. This v'rais is going to Rav Shimon, so why does it say avolo yochid v'roishay? That's the Gemara's kasha. Before we go further, let us see Rashi and Taisa. Nazir v'chayl kecholodom v'shabit. And Nazir v'chayl is the same problem that everyone has in Shabbat. But there's an iser of being oiker asaya. Chayfei saroi v'nesa v'chayl. Unefasfei menafei saroi. Separates the saya. The kivin that ain't no miskavet. Mutter. Va'al kochoch Rav Shimon ka'om alo. So this is going according to Rav Shimon, because the whole heter is of ain't no miskavet. Aber nesa v'alme, so we see nesa v'chayl, zimnim the ain't no mesh. That it is not a psikreishe. V'loidami le psikreishe v'loyomus. It is not a psikreishe. So memela, that is the kash. Avo loy seirik v'mistrei. V'vadai meishe. Srike, to comb one's hair with a comb, that is dicha meishe seya. So that is the v'vadai meishe. So that's a psikreishe, and this is awesome. Let us see tight. Rav Shimon Omer Nozer Choyfev Umefasfeis Umayri B'Nesa V'Chol Tisnan Vosarochi V'Peri Gimel Minim Rav Yishmoel Omer Nozer Lo Yochev Roishe V'Adom L'Fishe Meisher Asaseya. Rav Yishmoel Grat holds that Nesa V'Chol is a psikreishe. He holds it is a psikreishe. So we see he's going on the Tanikame, that the Tanikame holds that it's not a psikreishe. Zagabucha de Zakasha from the Bir Aloche, Soy Bezoi, so we see Rabbi Shmoel also holds like Rabbi Shimon. That Adov Hashem is Kavan is Mutter. But he answers Nesa V'Choil because it's a Psikreishim. So the Bir Aloche asks, so what's the whole Kasha on the Baraita? Maybe the Baraita is going according to Rabbi Shmoel. Rabbi Shmoel holds, it seems the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Shmoel go. So Memela, so what's the whole problem? The Baraita, what did the Baraita say? The Baraita said Nesa V'Chol is Mutter B'Kli Keser. Because it's a Dovah Shenim Eskava. Avol HaYochiv V'Hem Roishay. But you're not allowed to be Choyfev Roishay. So the Gemara learned that because it's a Psik Reishay. It was not a Psik Reishay. You see, it's Rav Shimon is Matter. But Rav Shmoel Asher. God, I think the Rambam Paskins like Rav Shmoel. So Mamela, so what's the problem? Let us say that the Brais is going according to Rabbi Shmuel, who also holds Dovashainim is Kavan is Mutter, but he holds that Netzah V'Chol is a Psikreishe. So what's the problem? That's the Bir Aloch is Moira. Al-Koponim, the Gemara somehow assumed that the Brais is going according to Rabbi Shimon, so therefore we have problems. Avo loy soirik, Hosam meforish taime, mishum de la shoras nimim hamuduldoloi miskav. The Gemara says in Nozir, why is one not permitted to comb his hair? Why is a Nozir not permitted to comb his hair? So the Gemara says in Nozir, let's just say over for 1 minute, the Gemara asks Takash. The Gemara asks Takash, it says Nozir, choyfeh umetasve. Al medover shaynim miskaven muter. So as long as he's not mechaven, it's muter. Avol loy soirik, like the Gemara, why not? Why can't he comb his hair? It's also not mechaven. And for the Gemara, la shoris nimim amul dudolim miskaven. Kol la soirik la shoris nimim dudolim miskaven. A person that combs his hair, that's the purpose of combing it. He's combing it because he wants to get rid of the nimim hamidul dolim, the loose hairs which are still a little attached, and they're entangled in his hairs. He wants to get rid of them. So memele, he's miskaven. If he just wants to shampoo his hair, so memele has no intent of being oiker sa'ar. So memele knows the chayfa from a masvet. But, kol ha-soyrei, a person who combs his hair, what's the purpose of combing it?
The whole purpose of coming in is la'ashogas nimim amul doldolis miskavas. That's what he wants to do. He's mechavim la'ashogas nimim. That's the purpose of coming. So the melev is a mechavim, therefore it is us. That's the gemara in Nosir. So now, let us go back to Rashi. Rashi is a shrek. Rashi says, avuloi soirek v'misra devadai meshir. Rashi seems to say that the Isser of Sikh is because of the psikration. And the Gemara in Nazir says that the reason Sikh is also because he's a machavin, lahos, lahoshir, nimim amadul dolis. So, be'emis in this kasha, the Gdoile Yerishainim askan Rashi, the Rivosh and the Chuve, the Ritve, the Eirech Meisher and Nozer, they all ask this on Rashi. Rashi was Eire, the Soisa, the Gemara and Nozer. So there are a few Terutzim on Rashi. The Ritve says by us as follows. Now what the Gemara says, Rashi means it's a psikration. That's what the Gemara says, the La'ashogas Nimim Hamadul Dolis Miskavim. So the Ritva says, the Loisagi Velavo. The Gemara means that it's impossible to comb one's hair without being Meshir Sabbath. Vafilu Einoi Miskavim Areyu Ki Miskavim Gomu. So it seems that the Ritva learned Pshat according to Rashi, not the Gemara means, Bepoyel is Mechaven La'ashogas Nimim Amul Dudol is Mechaven. The Gemara means, since it is a Psikresha, that it'll have to be Meshel Nimim Amul Dudol is, so it's Keilu is a Mechaven. And the Gemara Agavuch is telling us what is the longest of a Psikresha. The longest of a Psikresha is, since I'm aware that this pula will have to bring about yena pula, so kehilu, I was mechaven for yena pula. So that's why it's also. I don't wish any mechaven is mutter. But a psikration makes me for a mechaven. That's what the Gemara means. L'ashorasimam u'dudolis mechaven, because it has to be that way. That's how the Ritva learns pshat from the Gemara. Agav ulche, there was a shoyel, in the Chuvas HaRivosh, Shimon Shin Tadik Dalet, who the Rivosh was Eish Lahova against, and was a Meiradike Meikel, and he came up with a Shtik Teire, he was Teilek with Rishonim. He said that when one combs one hair, it is not a psikration. Not a psikration, you're going to tear out a hair. And he proved it. How did he prove it? He said when one starts combing the hair, so he goes 1 inch back. Nope. Are all the hairs torn out? Or he can go 1 inch without tearing out a hair. Or half an inch without tearing out a hair. So you see it is possible to go a half an inch without tearing out any hair. The second half an inch. So alkochok, so you can't say it is a psikresha. That is his tiny. But to be a psikresha, so how can you go a few inches without tearing out hair? So he wanted a tiny. That it is not a psikresha. And the Rivosh schreit the money says, Chas v'sholom. That means you look at the whole srike and its entity. That means if a person will comb his hair, some hairs will come out. You don't look, ain't a chanami. The process of combing out hairs is a psikresha that two hairs will come out. Al koponim, that's one way to learn pshat and rash. The oirach, let us say, the Rivosh, the Emerson learns Pshat in Rashi as follows. That, Kol HaSoirek, Rav Moshe says that he was Geiret LaHatzoras Nimim Amul Dudolim Miskav. What is the purpose of combing out the hair? The purpose is to the hairs, which are Mikushel, they're tied in knots, one with the other, he wants to get that out. That is the purpose of the combing. And since this is the purpose, it is a meglach that he shouldn't tear out of here. So the Gemara is speaking about what his purpose is. That's the reason why one combs out of here. That means like this.
If there would not be any knotted hairs, then there wouldn't be a psikresha. But if there wouldn't be any knotted hairs, you wouldn't have a person that would comb his hair. So what's felt on my side? The Riva says, Otto Vishuftani Yaskinam. A person who has hairs that they're not knotted and not tangled, why does he have to comb his hair? So the only reason you comb your hair is La Soras Nimim Amudodolis Miskabit. The hairs that are tangled and knotted, he wants to get rid of. And so that's his purpose. It's a psikresha that he'll tear out hairs. So the Gemara is speaking about the purpose of the Srika, and the Gemara means, and since this is the purpose, Memela it's a psikresha. The Rechmesha wants to say a third pshat. The Rechmesha wants to say that the Gemara is telling us, even though it's a psikresha, we mentioned already the Shita Sa'oruch is a psikresha, the loy nichalei is muta. So Memela the Gemara wants to say, here it is nichalei. If he wants to get rid of his hair, he doesn't have to comb them, he can cut them. It's less painful. So the Gemara says, no, it's nichalei, the lashores nima mudolim is covered. So memele, that's why it is nichalei. Al koponim, that's how the rishonim and the oirich meisha for emphor Rashi, that Rashi should stim with the Gemara in Nota. Rashi says it's a psikreshen, the Gemara seems to say, Sanusvara lashores nimim amududolus miskab. Let us get back to the Gemara's kash. The Gemara had asked, if you'll tell me that the tan of the first baraita, that is mata chasife bikli keseh, benesa v'choil, is because this tana holds like Rav Shimon. So why does he ask a chasife b'sarek? Rav Shimon was mata b'sarek. So the Gemara is choyta. Elo ho vaho Rav Yehuda. Both tanoim of the Baraita. Neither tana of the Baraita. That is mata chafifas kli kesef benesa v'choyl. Neither tana of the Baraita that asas chafifas kli kesef benesa v'choyl. Both of them go according to Rav Yehuda. Utrei tanoi alibe de Rav Yehuda. And there's a machloikas tanoim according to Rav Yehuda. What is the machloik? Hi, Tana, Libi, the Rabbi Yehuda. In Rabbi Yehuda holds a dove, Shani Miskaven is up. So, hi, Tana, Libi, the Rabbi Yehuda. The second Tana holds Sova Gorit. He holds there's a possibility that Nessa Vachoyul is Gorit. Since it's a possibility it is Gorit, and Rabbi Yehuda holds a dove, Shani Miskaven is also some emailer, therefore you're not allowed to be chayiv of Vanessa v'chayil, because he might be gogah. We even need some emachim. By Tana, leave it, Rabbi Yehuda, so well, like gogah. He held that there's no such possibility. Emailer is vos, some emailer is mut. So it seems as if some achloikis and metzias, if Nessa v'chayil is v'koyach ligra. Let us see Rashi. Eloho v'ho hanach tarti masni sidalel, the pligi v'nessa v'chayil, Rabbi Yehuda. Both of them go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Uman diyosa sovar zimnen de gorir. That is, it's possible that it could be goyre. But Rabbi Yehuda ha oma dovo shayne miskavin osa. Rabbi Yehuda ha oma dovo shayne miskavin osa. Uman di shori sovar loy gorir klau. Ve ein kan mishun memachik. So mamela, there's no Easter of memachik. Besides being a psamach loikis in the tzias, which it seems, but it seems over here, I feel according to the Tanna that asel, zimnin de gorir. So lechayre, the translation of zimnin de gorir means that sometimes it might be gorir. Zimnin de gorir. Let us say roif time. Roif pa'omen. If a person is chayfev, klikasim, is it gorer or is it not gorer? L'chayra roi pa'amim, it is not gorer. L'chayra from the loshen of zimnin, the gorer, the tamashim is zimnin. Sometimes it is gorer. So it's a psamiyut pa'amim. And in the other loshen, no, even a miyut pa'amim, it's also not gorer. So l'chayra, we'd have to understand, so according to the braisa that answers, why can't one be chayfif kalim b'Shabbos and b'Seimech and Roy. That means whenever he's Roif of Kalim, and Roif of the time, good, the one out of 10 times, it is Goyle. One out of 10, so we should go Basa Roy. That means each time one should be permitted to be Roif of the Kalim. Unless you'll say, since the Zicha Miyat HaMotzi, you can't say if you'll be Chayfif. If everyone will be Chayfif every Shabbos, the Zicha HaGreire, that means it's the Zicha a possibility that there'll be Greire. So the Miyat HaMotzi seems that's why they weren't matter. Okay, let us go further in the Gemara. So what are you telling me? That the both varices go according to Rabbi Yehud. Ain't my sefer. The sefer of the varices says, lo yochif roisha, he should not rub his hair with nesa b'chayu. Avol ponov yodov v'raglov muta. He's permitted to be chayfif Pono Yodo Verag. Mother asked Pono. So how in it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda? As if Yehuda asked Roishoi, because even though it's not a segregation, but Al Dovah Shani Miskavenet is also because he might be Oiker Aseyo. So if Azoi, so Pono should also be Yodo. Ponov should be yosel, maybe he'll be oiker aseya. He has a beard. Hamavu aseya. So the Gemara says, three terutzim. He boyis eimo b'kotn. Maybe it's speaking about a kotn who doesn't have a beard. He boyis eimo b'ishu who doesn't have a beard. He boyis eimo b'soris. So these three don't have a beard. So amaisa, so therefore it's mutter to be chayfif ponov. So lechayre darf man verstehen, so bezei is schwer, so what's the chiddish? Is kaya. Bishloi me yodo veraglo. No, it's a chiddish. That Ramosha also speaks out. Yodo veraglo, even though there's also hair there, but it seems that hair will not become nekar to the chafife. It has to be close hairs and longer hairs. So yodo veraglo is a chiddish. But Ponov was speaking about these three tziyurim, Akotn, Aisha, Asoris, so Yashikoyach, they're permitted to be Chayfef, Ponov, Poshit. So the Ritva wants to say one teret, that the Chiddush is you weren't Geyser. That means Akotn will, Yerushalayim, eventually become a Godel, you're Chayfef. She should be geyser a cotton or to a godel, or the maybe you should be geyser, maybe a ishota an ish. People won't know the lomdus why it's also. Zuk tachid beramaisa, once a chosid, once said, broche, shastani kiltsoinoi. The Yeskemai, this he saw, they saw the rabbits and said the broche, and the rabbi came for domain. So weiss doch heus that, there's nothing wrong. Came the geyser euchat oplan von an isha also. A person might come and see she's chayfev, he's also chayfev. He won't realize, but by him there's a problem of akira seya. So upon him, that is the chiddush. Agav uche, the Ritva says on this gemara something very interesting. He says, abo shmamino, he says the gemara only had a problem if it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Ritva. If it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, so why is Pono Muta? He might be oiker a hair from his beard. So the Gemara says, it's speaking about a kotman isha nasoris. Abo vaistoi shmamino l'Rav Shimon, afilu bal zoken hoifer Pono, because it's not a psikresha. As I zokta. Umikan kushya gemure, very interesting lashon on the Ritva, Al ha'oyser lahavir yodoy al skonoy b'shabos shemo yosher seyo. Weistest, there was someone that asked lahavir yodoy al skonoy, because he might be oiker a seyo. You see, an often a gemore that according to Rab Shimon it is mutter. Agav uche, the bris oilom brings a meiradike maite with the Arizal. The Arizal, it seems, was very nizal not to touch his beard in Shabbos.
And once he touched his beard, he forgot and he touched his beard. He niach yodai al zekonai. So what did he do? So he held his hand there the whole Shabbos. He didn't move it. He held it there. And on this ma'aseh they said, Shomer Shabbos meichal aloi, Shomer yodai me'asois kol ro. That Shomer yodai, that means he held his hand there, imtin. He held his hand there the whole time, me'asois kol ro. Al kaponim, it seems that Arizal ot yoga halten, that it is not preferable, lahavir yodai al zekonai. Basically, what the Ritva Zerai is, al kaponim, that's what the Ritva says. Now, let us see Rashi. Ella, that we said, b'maya kimpik rabiuda, hachi gassin. Loi gassin in loho de sanya oser, not we zet stein according to rabiuda the baraita that asses, but the baya kimpik kimdavu. Vahoyt hach seifa de porich avopon of yodav ragel of mutter, lav seifa di de sanya oser, seifa di de sanya mutter, fakel. This is going according to the seifa that says mutter. The Ochitoniba, Lo Yochi Behem, Saroi, Abba, Pon of Yod of Ragla of Mutter, Von Milse Gabi, Hachitoni Mutter, Parichna Leilel. This is going on, it says one is Mutter to be Chayfif, Benesse, Vachel Klikesse, Abba, Lo Yochi Vreisha, Abba, Pon of Yod of Ragla of his Mutter. See, not Geir is Mutter. The Kotten Isha Besoris, the last Lohu Zok. Let us see Taisu. Bamaya kimte kerab Yehuda, aim a safer. Vishloi mei kerab Shimon osi yishapir. If it's going according to Rab Shimon, this is a problem. That's Taisvus Kasha. The safer differentiates between the Ponov and Roshay. That's a problem. If you hold that Roshay is also, why is Ponov Mutter? Why, what is the, however you learn Pshat, Maya Kimte Krab Yudah, now you have a problem. However you learn, you'll have a problem. So Taisa explains as follows. Bish, Loimi Krab Shimon, Osi Shabbat. Dikala Meima, the Sareis Ponov Yodah, Veragla, Veinam Noishreis Maher, Loi Havi Psikreisha Vishori. Abel Baroisha Yosad, Havi Psikreisha. Abel Ashtu, the Kimte Krab Yudah, Abel Gadla, Havi Psikreisha, Abel Oma Meisa. That's the Gemara's kasha. Zot the Gemara bait. Omar, Rav Yehuda, Ofer Levente Shor. That means even though we said Nesa V'choil is also Baroishai, but Ofer Levente is Mutter. Ofer Levente, Rashi says, Ksishas Levene, it seems they used to go and crumble a brick, and that was also good for shampooing his hair. And that is mutter. That is not Meisha saying. Shari lochif pono, vafilu misha yesh lo izoki. This is mutter. Omar Rav Yosef, kuspa di yasmin shari. Let us see the on the side, he brings on the perish ha'oruch. What is this kuspa di yasmin perish? Psailis shumshimin. The psailis of sesame seed, shekoivshin oisai. The veret shall yasmin. There used to be kovish this psalis with a type of a flower. Umiyavshin oison, and then they dried it out. Veshaychikin oison, and then they ground it. Vareichte behem yadayim izohom. Rashi is mekatzer. Rashi says kuspa di yasmin psalis shemshim. So memele, this is also permissible. This is not meisha seyer. Zuk the gemara weiter. Amarav of a palpoli shor. Omar Rav Sheshet, Barde Shor, Mai Barde. Omar Rav Yosef, that Barde was a combination of three meanings. Tilse Oihola, a third Oihola. Tilse Asa, a third Hadassim. The Tilse Sigli and the third were violent. Zutrashi, of a Pilpuli, Shrikas Palpuli. Barde Shori, Lilchet Pono. Oihola, Shairish Esev, Sheshmoy Oihola. And this lamais is Meisha Seya. Since it's only a third, Asa, Hoda, Sigli, Esav, Shekoyim, Vio, Vieshmoy, Shloi, Shaala. So Memele, so Rav Yosef was Mata Oyelo,
if there's a third, if in this mixture there's only a third of Ayala, a third will not be Meisha Seyam. Amav Nechemya Bal Yosef. No, you don't need only a third. As long as it's not roiv, it is mutter. So Rashi, he holds as long as you don't have roiv, it is sufficient. Bo mi neymer av sheishes mau liftsoya zeisim v'shabbos. Now what is the shaila? Liftsoya zeisim al hasela lemasek merirusa. That they used to go. Taisvah explains a little better. Mau liftsoya zeisim v'shabbos. Perish bekuntaris lahakoysam al hasela. He used to bind them ala tela lemasek mirirusa. That means it seemed by banging them some of the Jews used to go out, and that enabled the Zayas to become Mosek. So what is the Shaila? The Shaila was the Osel b'Shabbos mishum shivui oichla v'tikune oichla. So the Shaila is that this should be a osar or the tznoilot. Before it wasn't edible. Before it was very bitter. So that's tznoilot or a new isar of shiva yoichla. I'm making an oichal and Shabbos. That was the shayla. Let us go back to the Gemara. No, it's a tznoilot. It's not a name, it's not makapadish boichlam, it is tznoilot. It is either tznoilot, like before it wasn't an oichal, now it became an oichal. Oh, there's a new din of tikkun oichel and shiva oichel. Now, it doesn't seem it's makir bepatish. We have machloikis if it's makir bepatish. Bachmal by oichel. Yeah, by pour water on kulyas espanyol. We hear there are machloikis if it's a past makir bepatish. Yeah, zet the gemara weiter. Zet the gemara bekitza. Let's not learn taisus. Let's learn Rashi. So mamela. So the shaila is the shiva oichel. Yes or no? So that's what they asked. They asked from Rav Sheshes, and Shabbos are you permitted to do it? In Vachin Yizniche permitted to do it. But in Shabbos are you permitted? So he told them, it's a Shabbos to get a Shaila. How are you allowed to do it, Vachil? Kasavar mishum hefsen oichel. Rav Sheshes holds that this procedure of banging up the zeisim is hefsen oichel. The matzis ha-shekel in Simin Kufayin Aleph, Sivkotin Aleph, explains according to Rashi what is here the hefsen oichel. We'll see in Taisis Shonim does not hold of Rashi. But the matzis ha-shekel explains it as follows. That by banging up the oichlim, the zeisim, so the mashke is oilech liyibud. The mashke that's oilech liyibud. Is afal gav the hazayit nasim emusik, loy al yidei hefsid mashkin, ki im al yidei hakor. So the master shekel says along this. If the mashkin in the zeisim was a sibit that the zeisim are bitter, so then the sicha would not fall into a shaila of hefsed oichel. Fakel, that you're not mashed the oichel. Fakel, that's how you make the oichel taste good. You make that the bitter juice leaves the zayit. That's bemes and taisus kasha and rashi. Taisus says there's a hefsed oichel over here. Fakel, that's tikkun oichel. That'll become sweet. So the matnas ha-shekel, no, you're making a mistake. The banging alone is memasi. No, agavuche, you're being mastered the juice of desire. So who says that already is a shayla? Because you want to be memasi desire, you're allowed to be ma'abed
The Meyazayas. That was the Svara of Rav Sheshit. That's what the Adat of the Matzah of Shekel explains Rashi. Let the Gemara lame up Lidya Dishmu. So it comes out Rav Sheshit that was Machmir. He held that even though I want to do it with Tzolchot, there's an Isser of Hefzad Eichlan. So it seems he disagrees with Shmuel. The Omar Shmuel, I say, Adam, Kol Tzolchai Bepas. So the Chaydish Ha'oviv explains that the Makshin held, Kol Tzolchai Bepas means anything. That I can do whatever I want if it's convenient for me, if it's L'tayelet, convenient. Even if it will involve that the path will be Heilach Leibur. But if this is convenient for me, that's not called a Hashchose, that's called Tzairecha Adam, for Tzairecha Adam, a person is permitted to do whatever he wants with Eichlim, that the Nimser Biyadi to do whatever he wants. So Memele, so even though it involves, if I want to have, I want to be memasek the zaysim, so even though it will involve that the meya zaysim will be heilig liyud, oisa adam kol tzolchei bepas. The Gemara name, omri pas loy meise, hani meise. So the Chayyid Shavi says that kol tzolchei doesn't mean kol tzolchei. It means roi tzolchei. Roi pa'amim, that you do things with pas, you're not memayis the pas. Afterwards it is still edible. So that you're allowed to do. Even though there's a shayla maybe of the Zoyin Oichlin. So that was the chiddush of Shmuel. Shmuel said if it was Tzayrecha Adam, so the Tzayrecha Adam outweighs the Bezoyin Oichlin. But that is dafka if there's no Hefzid Oichlin. But here there's a Hefzid Oichlin. So Memele, here after the Shmuel would also be minded at its also. And that is the Svara of Rav Shesh. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Kol Tzolchai, Bein Tashmish, he's using it, Bein Lefara Reis, Olamachsa, Betavshol Reiseyach, or you're disintegrating it, that means it loses the Teiris Pass, if you make crumbs out of it, and it gets cooked, it doesn't have a Teiris Pass. So you're doing Kol Tzolchai. So the mother says, but here, there's Meisus over here. Now let us continue Taisu. Upore ubechol mihitil. Rav Sheshit asked them, how could it be mutter bechol? Dika hefzed oichlan. Shenifzad hamashke azov mehen. The kosher lefize, the beperik chobiz kabidini schite avolei lemisne. So how does it come into our sugi over here? So it's a schite dike shayla. Lechayre, if the ritva tain is a teilech libud, what's the schite dike shayla? Voi, my hefzid oichlam yesh, kibin sha oisa lisakno. That we mentioned before, the Machzor Shekel said, the tikkun is not the ibud mei hazayit. The tikkun is that he's merachich the zayit. Now, agavuche, the mei hazayit, the zaylach libud, so that is a hefzid. I'm a farishri. The he learns a different shah. Ma lifzoya, lochef ponov, yodo viraglo. The Shaila was, and the Ritva explains al Tashara Seya. We're having speaking about a whole bunch of materials. Or the Zameisha Seya, not the Meisha Seya, Neser and Chayil, is, and the Levain is not. So what is Litzoya Zaysim Bishabis? Is this Meisha Seya? There's meizaysim lahavir ulalabin. Kedama meseches avay dezore chilton bereischin. I'm holding the meizaysim. Parch bechel mihitiru dike hefse dimasim lachile. By using this to rinse or to shampoo his beard, is the hefse doichla. Zatig maravai. Ameima umazutre veravashi aviyosi. Aisu lekamayu barde. They brought barde, and barde we had before was a combination of ihola,
Asa, Sigli, and all these three things. And they used to use this on Shabbos. The Shaila was, this is bound, it's permissible to use this on Shabbos. You refresh in the Pona of Yodav Aragla with this Barda. So they were sitting, and there was Shabbat. They brought it for them. Ameima Verabashi Moshu. So they washed their faces with this Barda. And then they felt very refreshed with COVID Shabbat. Mazutra Loi Moshu. Mazutra did not wash his face with this Barda. Omulei. So they told Mazutra, Loisobo Lomar, the Omar Rav Sheshes, Lohod Omar Rav Sheshes, Barda Shori. Rav Sheshes said Barda is not, is a Hechshef from Rav Sheshes on Barda. It's not Meshia Seyo. It's only a third Oyelo, it's not Meshia Seyo. Omar Lohu Rav Molchai Barmine de Ma. You're chaffening with Mazutra. Why doesn't one use Barda? Not al Shabbos. Afilu b'chol nami loy. Afilu b'chol he won't touch this barda. Svirele that it is mutter. He owns its also to use b'chol. Sovalo. He holds, Mazutra holds. He holds this anya. We learned about Reis. Megare rodom gildei tzoye ve gildei makesh al besorei bishvil tzara. Person is permitted to make himself more comfortable, to be meisel, skeps, or tzoya me'al besorot, bishvil tzara, im bishvil liyapoi, but something that he's doing to beautify himself, that's also rafle yilbash kevasim lasishe, a zocher to beautify himself, that is also rafle yilbash, so me'mele he wouldn't even do it b'choyol. That's what Mazutra holds. The Inu, what do they hold? Kiman Sabrua Kihodistanya. Reichitz Odom, we learned Tabaraisa, Reichitz Odom, Ponov, Yodov, Raglov, Bechol Yoim, Vishvil Koinoim, Vishum Shenema, Kol Poel Hashem, Lamane. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Mishum liyafay says atzmai osa, Mishum la yilbash kever simlas ishe. Ramesh is a chayna lebroche ed, he says, nu, b'choyl, he'd understand. But Shabbos, he says, l'choyre, is an inyan that a person is malchitz gufay b'chamim erev Shabbos. So what's that? He says, l'choyre, that there's an inyan to be liyafay satzmai. You put on big day Shabbos. Shabbos is different than Chol. Chol, you want to beautify yourself, Kenneth the Herod. But he doesn't understand why Shabbos he was machmel. Chol is Shabbos, that nicha a covid Shabbos. He doesn't know the mechitza b'chamim, erev Shabbos. This was in Shabbos. They wanted to make themselves look nice in Shabbos. They looked refreshed. There was some, not only they looked, it beautified them. We see Take. He blinds by a tzorich iyun why Mazutra should ask for this in Shabbos. I feel a chayli asks, but Shabbos should have been mutter. Al koponim, the Gemara seems to hold that this is a pe'ula. This is a pe'ula of la'il bash gever sim lasisha. This is not, this is a pe'ula of noshim, which does not enhance the covet of Shabbos. Bishvil kaineyu, and they hold bishvil kaineyu, lekovet kaineyu. V'chsiv ki b'tzelem alakim osa es ha'odom. So b'meile, they looked at it at the third person. We are being miyape atzelem alakim. Not that. I want to make myself nice. This is atzelem alakim. Atzelem alakim, I want to be miyape. V'oi d'horoye b'riyeis nois oime bor shekoch aloi b'ilomais. We see that akvoit shemayim. That is b'riyeis nois. Kol poel ha-keil poel ha-shem l'maneyu ha-keil bore l'chvoyde. Let us see Tosfos, b'shvil tzaroi, there's only mutter according to the Barais and Mazutra, he's being meiser because of tzar. V'im ein loy tzar acher, elo shem izbayish leilech bein b'nei odom, that means that's the only tzar, he doesn't look presentable,
So therefore he has to beautify himself because he's not presentable. Shari, that is also a tzar, that what he has to walk out between people and he's mevuyish, so that is also mutter according to Mazutra.